اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Salaam alaikum, Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, and Fawad Haider. How are you?
Fine, sir. How
Fine,
are
inshallah?
You?
Yes. Okay, that's great. Ali Nasir, how are
you?
Alhamdulillah,
alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And Fawad Haider?
Fine.
Okay, thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for joining us today. In this session, again, we have our brothers from Sevier International School. So we are going to, inshallah, hold another Quranic session for you. So, respected brothers and sisters, welcome. Let's, inshallah, recite the next ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 14. But before we recite, we will listen to this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa idha laqul ladhina amanu qalu amanna wa idha khalaw ila shayatinihim qalu inna ma'akum
All right, thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, we'll listen to this ayah now together. I will recite inshallah once and you will repeat. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, let's go on inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا.
وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا
قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا إلى شياطينهم قالوا إنا معكم
قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا إلى شياطينهم قالوا إنا معكم
قالوا إنا معكم إنما نحن مستهزئون
قالوا إنا معكم إنما نحن مستهزئون
أحسن ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. The very first important point about this ayah that I want to tell you is that you must be really careful, okay? Allah Almighty wants to teach us this point, that we have to be very much careful about the plans, about the plots that the hypocrites have, okay? In Arabic, we say tawtia, okay? In Farsi as well, we have this one in Persian, yes? So we have to be very much careful that they make plans, okay? Like, whenever they come to us, okay, they are like, say, qalu amanna. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Whenever those hypocrites, okay, two-faced people, when they meet the people who believe, okay, they say, قَالُوا آمَنَّا So, you are not mu'min, you are not believer. He says, no, قَالُوا آمَنَّا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ We believe, we believe. We're among you, okay, we're with you. We are by your side, okay? And so, they are with us. They live with us, okay? We pray, they pray too. We fast, they fast too, okay? Like this. We pay zakat, they pay zakat too, okay? But whenever they go back and meet their friends, وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ But when they are alone with their devils, with their friends, okay? With the other hypocrites in their own group, okay? What do they say to them? To their friends, they say that, we are with you. We were just going, like, for example, making fun of them or, like, looking for some kind of... what do we say, plans or whatever they have, okay? Whatever plans they have in order to fight as the hypocrites, okay? So we were like in with them, but we were not actually with them. We were just making fun of them. We were just like deriding them, all right? Mocking them. إِنَّا مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ اسْتِهْزَاءً, okay? Like mocking someone or deriding. So these are the characteristics of those hypocrites. That they are too much keen, they are so smart in doing these type of actions. We have to be very much careful, okay? We will be harmed, okay, by this type of people a lot. In the countries, especially nowadays, okay, we have this kind of people, okay? They yes. are being charged, they are being like, for example, funded or supported, okay, by our enemies just to be in with us. Just to be in with us. And when they get a single moment, okay? A single chance, they will, of course, harm us. Okay? It's tricky, okay? It's very difficult to understand. But inshallah, mu'minin, okay? Believers must be very much smart and keen, okay? If they are smart, we must be smarter.
Yes.
So, inshallah, in the next ayah, we'll study what Allah Almighty says, okay? About these people, about their future. قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
Now, the first point about tajweed rules in this ayah, Fawad Haider is going to tell us. But one thing about recitation, Ali Nasir, whenever inshallah you want to recite the Quran Kareem and Fawad Haider, and you want to listen to Ali Nasir, okay? You should be very much careful that one rule in recitation is this, that the harakat, the vowel sounds, must be pronounced correctly. If there is short vowel, it has to be a short vowel. It shouldn't be changed to a long vowel or longer vowel. If you're allowed to do it, it's okay. If you're not allowed to do it, don't do it. Your recitation is going to be a bad recitation. Okay, for example,
I'll check his recitation.
Yeah. For example, I heard Ali Nasir, he was reciting after me like, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا. He just stretched the sound of آمن. Why? There is no mad. It's only and only a long vowel. Two counts, but you prolonged it for four counts, five counts. So very much careful, okay? وَإِذَا this much. If it is short vowel, short vowel. فَتْحَ كَسْرَ الضَّمَّ. Okay? And long vowels. أَلِفْ مَدْ وَاوْ مَدْ يَا مَدْ. Very much careful, okay? All right? That's very much important in recitation.
Yes.
So وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ إِذَا this, we... practiced also in the previous ayah, pronunciation, it's important. لَقُوا الَّذِينَ لَقُوا we have then, we have an alif there, right? Which is sakin. Hussein, do you see that alif?
Yes.
Okay, it's sakin. And after that alif, we have again an alif on the top, the head of the letter sad, the front part of the letter sad, which is called hamzatul
Wasl,
yes, Hamzatul Wasl. Don't forget it. What? An Aleph, which has the front part of the letter Sad on the top, it's called Hamzatul
Wasl.
While the other Aleph, which has a Hamza on the top, it's called Hamzatul
Qata.
Hamzatul Qata has to be pronounced as Hamzatul Qata. Hamzatul Wasl has two cases. Either you skip it, we learned it, yes, or you pronounce it. So in this case, if you are joining the word laqu with alladhina, you gotta skip hamzatul wasl and directly join that qaf to that lam. Ah, there is one rule that you have not studied. I'm sure you've not learned this. Whenever you have a long vowel sound, like alif mad, waw mad, ya mad, e, okay? You want to join this word having this mad, okay? You want to join this to another word that starts with hamzatul wasl. Laqu alladhina. Which one starts with hamzatul wasl? Alladhina, right? Which one starts with hamzatul wasl?
Alladhina.
And you want to join laqu, which ends with a waw maddi.
Yes.
Mad waw, yes? A longer waw. So, oo sound. In this case, you don't have to pronounce the waw mad as waw mad.
It changes to sukun?
No, it changes to short dhamma. Only a dhamma. Like you don't say, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ. If you have to say it's waw maddi, yes?
So when count. There is idgham, you skip hamzatul wasl.
No, you skip hamzatul wasl and also you skip waw maddi.
When there is idgham.
Whenever you have a word ending in alif maddi, waw maddi, ya maddi, okay? Plus, a word starts with hamzatul wasl. You want to join this word with that word starting with hamzatul wasl. So in this case, hamzatul wasl, of course, it is skipped. But this waw maddi, alif maddi, ya maddi as well will be skipped. Like, for example, you have fi alladhina, fi alladhina, look. Filladina. Directly ya will be skipped here.
Yes.
Filladina. Okay?
Yes.
Or for example, you say wa idha as-sama'u. Wa idha as-sama'u. Or for example, idha ash-shamsu. You do not say idha ash-shamsu. No. Idha ash-shamsu quickly.
Yes.
Understood?
Yes.
So it's the same. Wa idha laqul ladina laqunu. Not two counts. One count. Wa idha laqul ladina. As if there is no waw. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ. Alright? That's a very important point. آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا قَالُوا. That mad plus hamza in two separate words. Jaiz.
Munfasil.
Munfasil. The mad is jaiz, yes. Munfasil. You're not forced to stretch it. It's optional. Now, وَإِذَا خَلَوْا. خَلَوْا أو sound, lean sound. Yes?
Yes.
Wow. Maddalin. Preceded by a fatha or ya sakin preceded by a fatha. It's called lean sound. Lean mad. Shayatinihim taf. The pronunciation of ta. Qalu inna ma'akum. The same mad. Jaiz munfasil. Inna ma nun sakin. Yeah. Plus nun. The word inna. The word inna has the meaning, an emphasizing meaning. Innama, here it's kind of a special word, emphasizing or intensifying word, okay? Innama nahnu mustahzi'un. Surely we are deriding them, okay?
Yes.
So
yes.
The meaning is that. Now, nahnu, pronunciation of the letter ha and mustahzi'un. Ha, the letter ha. Ha and ha. So now I want Adi Nasir to recite once this ayah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا إلى شياطينهم قالوا إنا معكم.
أحسن ما شاء الله. What a long breath. That's great. Okay. قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ.
قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
Superb, mashallah. Without any single mistake. But there was a tiny mistake with the letter خَ. خَلَوْنَا. خَلَوْ. خَلَوْ. A bit heavier, okay? With a fatha.
Yes.
Thank you, mashallah. Now let's listen to Hussein Ruhullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا إلى شياطينهم قالوا إنا معكم إنما نحن مستهزئون.
ما شاء الله. There is one thing, okay, that reciting longer or with a long breath or a long ayah in one breath, okay, reciting a long ayah in one breath, like if you are that much good that you will never make a single mistake in this ayah, okay, it's good. You do it, okay? But if there is like a possibility of making a single mistake, it's better to recite it shortly. Okay? For example, nahnu here, the noon was prolonged for two counts, while it's not correct. قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ Yes? That was correct. Thank you. Hussein Rohla, that was nice, mashallah. Long breath, alhamdulillah, you've improved a lot. And Fawad Haider, so recite, A'udhu Billah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا
أحسن ما شاء الله
قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا إلى شياطينهم قالوا إنا معكم
أحسن
قالوا إنا معكم إنما نحن مستهزئون
Ahsan, only the pronunciation of the letter ha, nahnu, mashallah. Thank you so much, respected brothers and sisters. That was all about this ayah, the tajweed rules, and also a short explanation. Make sure you refer to the tafasir books, okay? And inshallah, learn more about this. We were just translating and explaining a bit. Now, inshallah, we'll finish this session. We'll be with you, inshallah, in the next session. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. See you inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farj.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان